Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
BJ and Jamie.
Let's get to the bet. Jamie living in Colorado. He's in St. Louis. What's better than a bet on the series?
Yeah. Right? If the Avs win, he meets me in the ditch.
Okay. The ditch, if you don't know the story, is the first place that Jamie and Larry, that's the first place they kissed.
Yeah. Second grade.
It was
in
like
the culvert.
Jamie.
I don't know if my ass could fit in there again. I was in second grade, and I've gotten much bigger.
It's probably a fairly good size culvert, though, isn't it?
No, it's second grade size.
Oh, it is?
Yeah.
BJ.
Writing back, tell him you need to find an overpass.
Oh, my God.
We need a tunnel. We need the Eisenhower tunnel.
BJ and Jamie. Weekday mornings on Alice.
All right, 5:58. Good morning, everybody. Welcome to the program. It is the BJ and Jamie Morning Show, KALC, right here in Denver. Hello, hello, hello. Good morning, Jamie White.
What?
How are you?
That's Monday. I hate everybody. What is it? I hate the stock market. I hate people.
Oh, it's going to be a nice day.
I hate my left front tire.
Yeah. I hate my fenders.
I hate my branches. I hate my trees.
I hate the elevator.
I do hate that elevator.
I hate the elevator. Yeah. That thing's going to fall one day.
I swear. I told my whole family, if I die on that elevator, we have been warning them forever. And make sure you sue this building for $100 million.
I got in that thing this morning, and I felt it like, you know how a roller coaster, when it goes up that first climb?
Yeah, correct. Yeah,
that's our elevator.
I agree with you. Hey, can you just check and see if that one button is pushed?
It's pushed.
It is?
Yep.
Okay.
Everything's pushed.
It's weird, but it's fine.
It's Monday.
It's Monday. It is Monday. It doesn't matter.
That's what we do. Did you have trees down?
Yeah, I had one. Yeah.
Me too.
And my neighbors, they had a bunch. I mean, everybody did. In fact, usually we do patio pictures, but I posted this weekend. I said, let's do tree down pictures. That was flooded on Facebook.
Crazy.
I mean, we are like, everybody had one or two or three or four. Yeah.
And I was jealous of the neighbors that didn't have one.
Yeah, because
I'm like, okay, wait a minute. Why is this fair? I've got a big, giant tree limb down in my yard. I got to get this thing cleaned up. But my neighbor next door, he's got nothing.
Well,
it's not fair.
And like my friend Julie, the neighbor's whole entire tree came into their yard the night before the graduation party.
Oh.
I mean, Jesus.
Sorry about that.
A big tree, and then right there in their yard.
Yeah.
It's like, I mean, they had this big, huge graduation party, and there's that tree.
The only gratification I got from the storm over the weekend was, remember the neighbor that I'm kind of trying to track down to share fence cost with?
Mm-hmm.
One of his trees broke his other side of the fence.
Oh, it did?
So he's got another problem.
Poor guy.
So now he has to deal with it.
He's got to have a problem. Doesn't have a choice now.
Well, poor guy. He's not having a good
time. That's bad luck.
Yeah, right? All right. A couple of things, too, that I just wanted to mention. Thank you, everybody, for participating in the tree down festivities on Facebook. I thought that was really fun. And how many of you had to write checks or, not write checks, but like get gift cards and whatever for graduation parties?
I didn't have to. Thank goodness.
Mm. Did you, Carson?
Yeah, we had one.
One?
Mm-hmm.
No.
No.
I looked back and I was like, I asked Schmidl, because now we do a thing. I said, how was your night? Yeah. You know, because it's our thing now. Yeah. And he said it wasn't very good again.
Really?
Oh. He's really having troubles.
But what's going on with you?
I don't know. I slept great on Friday and Saturday. And then as soon as I had to go to work the next day, I just can't sleep.
Well, it's the Sunday scaries. You got the Sunday scaries. That's what you
what
got.
What is Sunday scaries? Sorry, so it's I just ate an apple.
When you realize that Monday, like Monday's daunting, it's the next day's Monday. So
Sunday scaries?
Yep.
I don't like naming it that. I don't like that.
Yeah. Why don't you go to the doctor?
I'm thinking about it.
I mean,
yeah.
You really are starting to have some real sleep issues.
Yeah, I'm thinking about it. I've taken like Ambien and melatonin before, and like none of them seem to work.
Well, pop a few more Ambien. That'll work.
May I suggest a sleep number bed?
I mean,
sleep number is a 45. Yours is going to be different.
That's I hear they stay real cool.
Oh,
too.
They totally stay cool.
Yeah.
Or if you get the foot warmer, you can turn on the foot warmer. Ooh. I mean, whatever you want to do, Schmidl, you can just change it up, and then you can raise it a little. And I mean, this bed is glorious.
I'll look into one.
Okay.
I say more Ambien. We'll be right back.
BJ and Jamie.
Alice 105.9.
Oh!
The BJ.
Hold on, she's still thinking.
Jamie Morning Show.
For a long time. Dear God, why do we even play music if you're just going to talk on it?
That's exactly what I say.
Jeez,
I
so
say
annoying.
Exactly the same thing. Why the hell do we even do it? I agree. Oh, by the way, we get through this week, big 3-day weekend.
I know.
Memorial Day, man.
You know, it's funny because I've been, my kid is in the GoPro Mountain Games or whatever.
Yeah.
And so we've been looking at a place to rent, right? For his friends and all of us to go up for a weekend, blah, blah, blah. You guys, there is some crazy stuff up there. Do you know you can rent a place for $30,000 a night?
Oh, a night?
A night!
How many nights did you book it for?
Oh, two. Yeah, got two. Two solid nights.
Does it have like a private airfield?
No. It's a huge house.
Yeah.
And it does have a swimming pool where if you're on the lower deck and you're swimming up here at the swimming pool, it's glass so you can see people while they're around
that's
the fire.
Cool, yeah.
While they're around the fire pit.
You
yeah.
know, if I had a house like that, I wouldn't want strangers hit it.
Well,
would you?
No. But I mean, I was thinking like it should have like a bowling alley in it. And, you know, but it doesn't. It doesn't even have a pool table.
Like maybe an ice rink in the basement or
yeah,
something?
Yeah, something crazy.
Wow.
Yeah.
$30,000 a night.
Yeah.
I'd never heard of that.
Well, I never heard. So what I did is I, because Airbnb and VRBO, they're pretty much sold out for that week because it's such a big games
what
thing.
What is VRBO?
Vacation rental by owner.
I heard that for the first time this weekend. I'm like, what is that? Well, I don't look into that stuff,
yeah.
So I don't know that market. But I'd never heard that term before.
Yeah, vacation rental by owner.
Oh. Mm-hmm. Now, I could see $30,000 if you were going to France or you were going to Hawaii.
No.
I could see it
maybe.
Only if I was splitting it with like 10 families. You know, and it was that big, and it was maybe France was a castle.
Right, right.
Yeah.
But what I'm saying is I could see a house of that caliber in those places.
Understood.
Not necessarily paying for it.
Yeah.
But I could see a house. But here in Colorado?
Yeah,
what the hell's
that's
going
not even
on?
Aspen. That's just Vail. So anyway, what was I telling you? It was something important. Oh, yeah. So if you guys go to Architectural Digest or whatever, there's the top 10 rental companies. It's not just Airbnb and it's not VRBO, which you think it is. There's a buttload others out there, but everybody goes to those two. Those two are kind of sold out. So I went to the other ones, the off-the-grid ones that Architectural Digest recommended. Well, no wonder. It's Architectural Digest. What the hell was I thinking?
Same thing?
Oh, really?
No, it's $30,000 a night.
That's what it means. Same price?
Like, oh, my God.
So did you find anything?
No. So there's one that's really expensive, and I don't...
Look, I don't live that far from Vail. I've got a basement.
I know.
I'll rent that sucker to you in a heartbeat.
Well, there's one, and I... kind of booked it, and then, well, I did book it. I'm not going to lie. But then as I was seeing, like, the closing of it, it was $550 cleaning fee.
Oh.
Yeah, for two nights. And then it was a $900 service fee. So it came up to $2,000 outside of what they said they were going to charge me for just add-ons.
Oh, my. $2,000 in add-ons?
Add-ons.
So what's the difference between a cleaning fee and a service fee? I would think the service fee is the same thing as a cleaning fee.
I don't know.
But it's just part of it, you know, to get the house back in shape for the next renter that comes
along.
Really?
But we're only there 2 nights.
It's to pay for all the streaming services that they subscribe to at that house.
Right? No kidding. And so I wrote the lady. I said, you know, I just looked at the bill and I realized there's $2,000 in upcharges. And so if you can maybe take money off of the cleaning fee and the service charge. And she said, we have a lot of high-end properties, and this obviously isn't the one for you.
Oh,
man.
A little insult there for you. Did she hang up on you at that point?
No, she canceled my credit card. This obviously isn't the one for you.
I wonder if they get more money in the winter.
Yeah.
I'll bet they do, don't you?
Sure. Yeah. Depending how close they are to the lifts. Oh, wow. Of course they do. They get double. Yeah.
That's unbelievable. I would have never guessed it. I would have guessed probably in the neighborhood of maybe $10,000. That's high, okay? But maybe $10,000 or $12,000 for a house for one night. I mean, we're talking one night.
$30,000. I even wrote the $30,000 lady. I said, hey, if your homeowners are in a little pinch, I have about $3,000 a night I could spend.
No joke, though. You could probably haggle them down if it's an off weekend. She didn't write me back.
Oh. And my son was laughing. He goes, did you really write that? I said, well, you never know if they're upside down or something. And he goes, Mom, $3,000 a night won't even pay their electric bill.
Yeah, I got a feeling they're not upside down. I got a feeling they're in good shape, right? Yeah.
BJ and Jamie.
Oh, yeah. We've got your tickets coming up this morning, 7:30.
Yeah, so I just heard that Doja Cat just peaced out. Now, it's the weekend, and he can hang by himself all day long. I'd watch him all day. Mm-hmm. So it's the weekend, and it's at Empower Field. It's going to be August 18th. But my question to you, Carson, because I know that you kind of stay up on that stuff. Remember Doja Cat said that she's quitting the music business?
Yeah.
She's completely quitting. She was mad at Twitter because they all attacked her, it was Instagram. They all attacked her about a canceled concert. And so she threatened. But then if y'all remember, then the next week she was on an award show.
Yeah.
So it was like, you didn't quit. So I'm wondering if she's like, okay, I really am cutting now. If it's something like that.
Well, she did put out this on Instagram. It's because she has to have tonsil surgery.
Oh.
Because I guess of vaping. Yeah. So she said she had to unfortunately bow out of the show because the swelling and the recovery time is actually a long period.
But it is suspicious.
It really is.
I agree with you, Jamie. Yeah. I think that this whole tonsil thing might be a cover-up.
Mm-hmm. She probably doesn't even have tonsils.
Yeah. You have tonsils?
I do.
I have tonsils, too.
Yeah.
And I've never had a problem. So, Doja, I don't know what you're talking about.
Yeah, I don't either.
Yeah, I agree with you. I think that she's over it. Maybe made the money that she wants to make and do something else. I'm not really sure.
But she's at the top of her game.
It just seems like an excuse.
They always do this, though. They always do this. When they get to the top of their game, they start having, like, anxiety, exhaustion, Justin Bieberisms.
You know, and maybe part of it is this, that, I mean, she's pretty big right now.
Oh, yeah.
Really big,
she's
right?
She's huge, yeah.
Maybe she doesn't want to be the lead-in for the weekend.
Oh.
You see what I'm saying?
Yeah, I don't know if they're calling it co-headlining. I don't know. That's an interesting point, too.
Yeah, maybe she's like not embarrassed.
Do you know who I am?
Yeah. Like, okay, wait a minute. I've got just as many songs as you've got right now. Why am I your warm-up act?
Yeah, that is a good point. All right, well, anyway, either way, we have the weekend tickets to give away at Empower Field. August 18th, we'll do that, what, 7:30?
7:30 this morning, your chance to win. Avs win over the weekend, beating St. Louis. Now they take a 2-1 lead, so advantage Colorado Avalanche.
Okay, I got to talk about this one too. All right, you know that St. Louis are my people, right? Well, they are saying that we made a dirty ass hit on their goalie, and he's out now.
Listen.
And they are so mad at me, and I didn't have anything to do with it.
Jamie,
I'm blaming you.
At 5 o'clock this morning, I listened to an argument right here in the studio.
Oh, you did?
Yeah. Oh, we'll recreate it for you.
Oh, okay. All right, good.
Shpadil comes walking in. Uh-huh. Carson makes mention of the Abs wedding, and Shpadil, first thing out of his mouth, yeah, but you cheated.
First well, they took out that goalie, man. Right. He knew what he was doing.
Did you know what happened to one of our players' sternum?
Exactly.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
They're both dirty. Okay. I'm not saying that they weren't. I'm just saying both players who hit the other guys knew what they were doing.
Okay, this is what I'm going to say. As a former hockey player, number one, his defenseman went into him first. And number two, the only reason they collided was they're going for a loose puck. Do you want us not to score or try and score because of we might hurt a goalie?
He's going 10 million miles
an hour. No, but he has a good point.
Stop whether the goalie or
I would listen to the hockey player. I would listen to the hockey player.
Dude, you're in the moment. You're going for the puck. You're going to score a goal. You don't care about any other players.
It'd be like him arguing paintball.
Yeah, that's true. Hey,
Medill, are you even for the Avs?
Yeah, I love the Avalanche.
Because over the past week, you've had two or three different comments you've made here in the studio. And it's almost like you're taking a dig at Carson.
He
I am.
You are. You know, totally, right?
I like trolling Carson because it's easy.
And it all goes back to your Vasa. Your Vasa competition between the two of you.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
I do.
You've got this little hang-up for some reason. And you've thrown a couple of digs. I've witnessed it here in the studio.
No, I just think his reactions are funny, so it's funny to go
yeah,
to
but
the other side.
Morning, you came in, you're like, so you ready for the Avs get swept by the Blues?
You did that?
Yeah.
Did.
Why?
No reason.
Just to get under his skin.
But we all work together. Why would you be a dick?
And you're an Avs fan.
Funny. I don't know.
You're a quote
unquote
Avs fan.
I don't come in and just
mean
be,
it.
It just seems like, why?
Because he's a schmuck.
Obviously. God.
But I have noticed, buddy, you do take a couple of digs
well,
here and
it's
there.
A little bit of jealousy.
Yeah, I mean, that's what it is.
Carson has all his hair.
Oh, that was wrong. Well, that was wrong. All right, so when's the next game?
Tonight, 7:30.
Oh, they
in
play
St.
Tonight?
Louis, yes.
Oh, okay, in St. Louis.
Oh, right. My God. And I'm telling you, because, again, St. Louis, those are my people. We were for the notes when, you know, I was little. And he just roasted me. He's like, you guys played so dirty. And I was like, go in slow-mo and see how your teammate also was in the net.
Yeah, he's the one who hit the goalie first.
Nobody's exactly. talking about how maybe your own teammate took him out.
Exactly.
That's not the way Spadil feels.
Yeah,
he thinks it was all the F's fault.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Hollywood news and gossip.
without the Hollywood news and gossip.
Jamie's Tabloid Trash on Alice 105.9.
Here's the thing. I think today Johnny Depp and Amber Heard are back in court. I believe they're supposed to wrap up by the end of this week. Closing arguments, right? The end of this week, is that right?
Yeah.
I watched a lot of little tutorials about Amber Heard and Johnny Depp over the weekend. You know, the public favor, obviously, is for Johnny Depp. Everybody loves him. But man, Forbes magazine did a scathing article against him and basically said, you know, this isn't all Amber's fault. Johnny was a mess and he's messed up his life and that he was phoning it in basically on pirates, that he had earpieces because he didn't memorize the lines, that he was just a train wreck and, you know, throwing things at people and writing things in blood. I mean, he was on drugs. He admits it. And so it's not all her fault in it. That he was on a downward spiral and he was killing his career long before Amber Heard.
Yeah, I don't know which way this thing's going to go later this week. I think that Johnny himself is back on the stand today.
Oh, he is?
I think so, which makes it more interesting because we said last week with Amber Heard already testifying and Johnny Depp already testifying, I feel like the trial is hitting a really boring spot here. But if he's back on the stand today, maybe it gets interesting again.
Yeah, it says Amber Heard's team to call Johnny Depp back on the stand.
Oh, they're going to go after him.
Oh, so they're cross-examining him. Oh, my God. This thing is something I didn't need to see. It's just a train wreck. And then I have new theories, but this is just me. I have theories because remember I told you I watched that interview that Elon Musk did with Rolling Stones magazine where he basically said his heart was so broken by Amber Heard that he was paralyzed.
Yeah.
That he couldn't get it together and they were launching the new, which one was it? Model X maybe. And that he didn't even know how he could get on stage. He was just so broken by her. I think it might be his baby. Because she's not a dumb girl. And she knows that her money from Aquaman isn't really, you know, it's not gonna, like, if you're thinking, like, long term, you want to have a baby with the world's richest man.
Yeah.
I mean, I do.
No, especially if it's a secret because he has to keep it under wraps.
Exactly.
But who, what's the claim right now? Where do we stand right now?
Nobody knows.
We have no idea who it is.
It was via surrogate and nobody
But we know
knows.
It's not Johnny, right?
Oh, yeah, no.
It's There's not Johnny Depp.
No. Nope.
I don't know.
I think it's Elon.
Could be.
I'm just saying, that's security.
Could be that James Franco guy.
Yeah, but if you're going to have, if you just want a baby to have a baby, you're going to go with the world's wealthiest man because it's going to make your life a lot more fun with a baby when you're getting $3 million a month in child support.
Yeah. Yes.
You know, and I don't know, what's the last thing James Franco did? I don't even remember.
It's been a while, I think.
Yeah. So anyway, we will watch it again today. I don't, this the whole thing, and then the videos of is it Camille or Camilla or whatever her name is, the lawyer for Johnny Depp. Man, they are touchy feely.
Mm-hmm.
I think they're stupid because there's one shot where he puts his hand on top of hers, and then she puts her hand on top of his, and they weren't doing the pull out your hand thing.
Now, is that illegal? Now, I know it's against, I guess, protocol, okay?
It's not illegal.
But I don't think it's illegal, right?
Nah, you can stoop your doctor, you can stoop your lawyer.
Yeah, sure you can.
You can stoop them all.
Right.
Yes. No. I think the only one that probably is a compromise if it's a psychologist.
Or your minister.
Right. Ethically.
Yeah, the priest.
Or the teacher. Yeah. Because what's that called? A person in a, not a power position, in a, it's a person of a blankety blank. I forgot what it's called. But
I'm seeing you can get disbarred for hooking up with your client.
Yeah.
You wouldn't get arrested, but you'd lose your job, basically.
Could you, though?
Well,
really?
If you get caught.
If it's two people that really are into it.
Yeah, because you had that same case. Remember that lawyer out of Florida that was having Casey Anthony? the entire time he represented her.
Oh, yeah. And
remember
then,
that?
Yes, yeah.
And they finally admitted that they had been hooking up the entire time.
Yeah.
And he's not disbarred.
Hold on. Stop. In the U.S., most states have rules against lawyers sleeping with their clients unless they had a pre-existing relationships. Let's see here. Lawyers can very much likely get in trouble, but it doesn't look like it's a law. You know, it's like...
No.
It's not like an ethical thing. And they can just say that they were already in a relationship.
Yeah, you got a pre-existing.
Yeah, so
because you obviously saw your lawyer before you ever went to trial.
So you're like, hey, John. Yeah. Hey, I like your rings.
There's a way to get around it.
Yeah, there is. All right, anyway, let's talk about, as long as we're talking about psychiatrists, psychologists, all that stuff. Everybody's really worried about Britney Spears. She posted a couple of videos. How long ago was this?
It was actually yesterday.
And is she naked again?
Well, she posted a picture, yes, that she's naked.
All right, so these are brand new. Britney talks about how she had to do 840 hours of unwanted therapy, and she's doing a mockery of her therapist. Here it is.
I'm just so happy you're able to make it back here today and do therapy again. How have you been? It's so good to see that little face of yours. I've sent my hugs and my prayers, and I've heard about the divorce. Yes, I have. And you've shared with me all of the issues and what's going on in your head. And I helped you with that. And I honestly feel like if we just do this a couple of more times, you're gonna be on your way. If we do this a couple of more times, you're definitely going to be on your way. I'm here for you and for your success. So, with that
Can't do this. I've got to get out of here. Can't do this. I've got to get out of here.
Where do you think you're going to go? You can't just leave. Let's start over. Come back here. Lay down. Let's start over.
What is going on?
It doesn't even sound like her most of the time.
Didn't she do this once before?
Yeah.
Oh, my God. She posted, this is again Britney Spears. She posted another video on social media. Again, ripping her therapist and family.
You too can play Twister too. So roll, roll, roll your boat gently down the stream. Listen to Chizzy My Gizzy with Jay-Z. You can pop that booty with J-Lo. Rowdy in there too, Bobby. You can always buy her candy too. There's Sweet Tarts, there's Kit Kats, there's Mars, there's Twix, there's Hershey's.
Hoop that is, hoop that is, hoop that is, hoop that is.
Shaka, 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 shaka. Do I have anything in my teeth? You guys need to go to Six Flags! Each ride is like boom, 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 bam! You guys are going to Six Flags! I'm going there too! Just cuddle the snow, butt ass naked.
What is going on? What is going on with her?
Oh, boy, she's...
That is something else.
Somebody's going to take her phone away from her.
Yeah, that is troubling, I can say.
Well, I don't know how you can be a part of the whole Leave Britney Alone when you hear this kind of crap.
Well,
because,
it's sad.
I mean, she's completely over the edge.
Well, I mean, it makes me sad. I'm not, like, you know, slamming her. I'm saying, this is sad. She's mentally ill. I mean, that is really some sad stuff going on, and somebody needs to fix it.
When she made the announcement about the miscarriage a week ago, and then 2 days later put those videos of her running naked on a beach, that was just, I thought that was one of the most bizarre things I've ever seen. But listening to this, he gets even more so.
Yeah, that's pretty hard to hear. I mean, listen, I didn't like Jamie Spears and all that, and, you know, the whole, but where's her husband? I mean, why isn't he, or is it fiance still? Whatever he is.
Yeah,
why isn't he stepping up and, like, trying to help her? Because somebody needs some medication, and I say that in a positive way. Speaking of which, did you all see the Travis Barker and the... Kourtney Kardashian, the whole wedding in Italy.
Yeah, that's the third time they've got married, isn't it?
Is it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's three.
When they're still having a reception back home.
Oh, okay. Well, the party goes on.
Yeah, yeah.
It was over the top, though.
Well, and I agree with you. Over the top. But here's what my prediction is, and we can all play. All right, so Courtney and Travis Barker are getting all the attention. By the way, it's going to be filmed for those of you that pay for whatever, Hulu or wherever the Keeping Up with the Kardashians crap is. It was all filmed. It's all. But I can only imagine right now, Kim is not loving that she's not important. So what do we think she's going to do next? I'm going to say a big ass picture of her ass on Instagram.
That's easy to predict there.
Yep.
Just I'm going to go with another sex tape.
Another sex tape drops. Schmidil?
I think she's just going to try and upstage her at the reception and look like way better than her.
They all have glam. I was thinking about this. They all have glam. Do you think, what, 5 hours to get ready?
Oh, maybe. Could be two or three days.
Yeah, right? I mean, think about how long that takes. My God. And speaking of which, Saturday Night Live was on. Kate McKenna, she left Saturday Night Live, and I think somebody else, I can't remember their name.
Katie Bryant and Pete Davidson.
I was getting to Pete, yeah. What's the other one?
Adi Bryant.
Yeah. Isn't she the bigger blonde girl?
She is.
Okay. She left Kate McKenna. Great cast members. The only problem is they were a little overshadowed, in my opinion, by Pete Davidson leaving, which is a shame because, especially with Kate McKenna, she's done so much for that show. But here is Pete Davidson leaving.
Pete, is there anything you're going to miss about this place?
Oh, yeah. Lauren, for sure. He's amazing. He's led us through the COVID era, even though the only time he wears a mask is at his Eyes Wide Shut parties.
There you go.
He always gives the best advice, really. This is all true advice that Lauren's given me. I'll never forget this. I called him and said, when I got engaged, I said, Lauren, I just got engaged to Ariana Grande after dating for 2 weeks. And he said, oh, hold on for dear life. It's a true thing he said. And then I remember when I auditioned for SNL, he looked me right in the eye and said, I don't know if, I don't think you're right for this show. So let's screw this up together. And that's exactly what we did. And that's why people who don't think I deserve this job shouldn't hate me, since we have so much in common. Like, if anything, I should inspire hope, you know, like that literally anyone could be on Saturday Night Live. Seriously, you see a guy bumming cigarettes outside of 7-Eleven at 2 a.m.? That's not some meth head. That's the next Pete Davidson.
So we're all going to miss him, right? All right. Anyway, there you go. Tablet track.
BJ and Jamie.
Alice 105.9, the BJ and Jamie Morning Show. 42 degrees right now. Going to be 61 today. Everybody's got broken trees. I'm just looking through next door to find something for our segment with word of mouth coming up here in just a little while. Man, oh, man.
It's a mess.
These trees are down.
By the way, each city, just so you guys know, you know, you can look it up, but every city has their own way of dealing with it. Like, our thing is you have to take them, which is crazy. Because
what do you mean take them?
You have to take them to the certain spot, and they're going to have a wood chipper.
Yeah.
Oh.
So they're going to have a wood chipper in a parking lot in our town. And so you have to take it. I'm thinking, okay, so many people there are snotty Tesla people. How the hell are they going to put branches in their Teslas?
Maybe here's what you do. You take a chain and hook it to it and drag it.
What, down I-25?
Drag it to the wood chipper.
To the next exit. And then I think Denver is allowing until Wednesday, I want to say. You can put them out Wednesday when they're big bulk.
And I think you have to, like, bundle them together.
Yeah, it's like the bases can only be 4 inches and all that. They have all kinds of rules. So.
I don't know how I'm going to handle the one that's down in my house.
Just look it up. It's huge. You're in Littleton, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, so just look it up.
Yeah, I was looking through it, and a couple of places said something about the HOA and called. I don't know. I don't know. It's a mess. But a lot of people. In fact, aren't there people without power this morning still?
Yeah, there still are. And people are giving me grief because I was laughing at Fox 31 for saying, to have batteries. What else did they say that was so stupid? Oh, a first aid kit.
Yeah.
Yeah, have batteries, a first aid kit, flashlights, and all that. And they're like, thanks a lot, Jamie. You made fun of them, so I didn't do it. And then I haven't had electricity since Friday.
Yeah, on Friday, you were saying that you thought it was a little bit of overkill, but it turned out that
if you're in those areas that aren't buried, you know that anyway, right? Yeah. You already have that drawer. So then they were saying, remember, non-perishable food items and a can opener.
Yeah.
And you also have a flashlight on your phone.
Yeah, duh.
So technically, you don't need batteries.
You don't even
good.
Need to write that. Yeah, that's so crazy.
All right. Over the weekend, a lot of people shifting plans because of graduation ceremonies, parties, all that stuff. And Spadilla, on Friday, we mentioned to you, it might be a golden opportunity for you to make some money with Cameo.
Yeah, I didn't get a single one.
Oh, no!
Not a single one. And I left that thing up all weekend on our Facebook page.
For $6, that's a steal.
Yeah. Are you kidding me?
No.
Not one person?
Nope.
Maybe they can find you.
It's pretty easy. It's just SMHDIL on Cameo.
Man, I did not expect this morning. I thought for sure you may have 5 or 6.
Yeah, I thought I'd get maybe like 10.
If you don't know what Cameo is, it's a way for different celebrities to put a wish for people, a happy birthday, happy anniversary, whatever, good luck. And so we thought it'd be great if Schmidl put it up there, a video, and they're all customized. And so he could wish your graduate a happy graduation.
Yeah.
But he
at $6 a pop. Now, when we kicked this thing off, and this was Cameo, what, over a year ago or so? Maybe it was before the pandemic even. But even then, you got a few bites. And has your popularity just completely, it's shot, gone?
I guess, because before, the first time we did it, I got like 20. I made like, a good, decent amount of money.
Now it's
just nothing. Wow. I think we're going to have to pull the plug. I think the business is sunk.
I think we have to go down to
$2. The last one I got was a Mother's Day wish.
So, you did?
Yeah.
All right.
We might have to drop. How about on sale, a clearance?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, 50% off.
Maybe graduation cameos aren't a thing.
Well,
maybe
I think for, if you're in high school, the last person you want to say happy graduation is that guy. if it was like a big-breasted, girl, an influencer, like an Amber, right? Not, she doesn't have big boobs, but if it was an Amber, like that's an influencer, hot chick, that would have been a better choice for the boys.
Yeah, I see on Textnado here you've got one sympathy buy.
Oh, okay.
Somebody said they'll buy one from you right now just so that you're not shut out,
That's probably
just
Michelle.
Make sure you tell me their name.
Yeah. All right, when we come back, you put up a post over the weekend, and it's about what athletes are actually the best athletes, right?
Well, as far as, how did I put it? Let me see what I wrote.
The endurance?
Just an overall, hold on, let me see what I tweeted.
Because it's always been a debate.
Always.
Between hockey, NBA,
I always said
football,
bull riders.
Whatever. It's always been a debate. Who are the best athletes in the world?
Here's what I put. I challenge you to tell me an athlete that is more athletically fit than the blank. And I put the word there.
Okay.
But I don't want to give away yet. I challenge you to tell me the athlete that is more athletically fit than a particular athlete.
So we're talking about fitness, not toughness.
All of it. It all goes together.
Okay.
The being brave, tough, where your teeth are on the ice, the stamina, all of it.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Overall.
Who is it? I don't know if you'll guess.
Yeah,
I don't
know.
Think on Textnado 51059 if you want to take a guess at it, but I don't think you'll guess what Jamie will pretty much prove a point to you.
Yeah, and I never thought about it either. I always kind of put bull riders, and just because they get the snot kicked out of them and they get back on.
It's rough to see some of those guys go down.
I've always thought it was golfers.
Okay, John Daly, love it.
We'll be right back.
BJ and Jamie.
We are minutes away. Weekend tickets coming up. That's right. The weekend's going to be at Mile High. We've got a pair of tickets for you. We'll do that in just a little bit. I'm looking at Textnado here, Jamie, with your question that you put on Facebook. There's several different athletes here that I never even thought of. But it makes sense.
Yeah, I agree with you. I totally agree with you. Yeah, because I did consider the triathlete, I considered the Ironman, I considered the UFC fighter, the gymnast is an amazing athlete. Yeah. I mean, let's not take it away from gymnasts. I thought about all of those. But if you watch these documentaries on this particular athlete, and my question again was, I challenge any of you to tell me an athlete that is more athletically fit than a blank. So that was my question, because there's so many athletes, right?
Mm-hmm.
And everybody, especially the Ironman, especially the UFC guy, the hockey player, all those guys.
Dirt bike, boxing, polo, water polo.
Water polo?
Yeah. I don't know how.
I mean, they tread water, but yeah. Is overall.
I guess you could drown. It's dangerous.
Well, yeah. Okay. So here's my thought. This is just my thought. And it's the mountaineer. Without a doubt, it's the mountaineer. I will tell you this. We have a lot of Sherpas here. In fact, there's a Sherpa that owns a restaurant in Golden, I guess. And so in Nepal, there are these Sherpas, and they really get a bad rap. And you have to remember, they take ladders on their back up Everest. Ladders up Everest without oxygen and place the ladders so all the Westerners can come up to Everest and climb Everest, right?
Mm-hmm.
Well, there is this one dude, and he's from Nepal, and he did a movie, and it's called 14 Peaks, Nothing is Impossible. And he and four other Sherpas, they climbed like the world's biggest peaks, I mean, in the world. And for example, he did Everest and two other peaks in 48 hours. 48 wow. hours. 48!
Impressive. Yeah.
It's impossible.
I actually saw a promo for that.
Yeah.
And
it's on Netflix.
It looked impressive.
I mean, so my thought was, okay, yeah, a UFC fighter is tough or whatever. These guys, these packs on their backs are like redonkulous. And not only that, their hands are frozen.
Yeah.
And they have to hold on to a side of a rock. And the one guy slipped, and then they have the clamps or whatever. What are those things called that you put on your feet? They're not clamps. Y'all know that climb. And they
spikes?
Have, yeah, but they're like, yeah, they're spikes.
Kind of.
Yeah. And so they climb, and it's 0 degrees, and they have to watch out for avalanches and go in the middle of the night so the ice stays frozen. I mean, come on!
Well, and the thin air.
Yeah, they have to do conditioning before they even start.
Are they alone most of the time, or is it like a pack of them, or so more than one?
There's more than one, okay. Yeah, but they all go together. But they're independently climbing. They're not like going, right. I got you, but, you know.
It's not a team sport.
No, it's not. It's wow. Like gambling. I think gambling's hard.
Yeah. You know, anytime I thought of which athlete toughest, whatever, it all breaks down into like different categories. You've got endurance, you've got toughness, you got this, you got, but if you put it all together, I don't know if you can get any more, you know, complete package than that.
Well, yeah, because it's mind, body,
yeah.
No oxygen, so it's soul.
It's everything.
And they know, so this one particular mountain, K2 mountain that he also climbed, 1 out of 3 hikers die on it. Now, you can't tell me another sport where 1 out of 3 people participating in that sport died.
Oh, yeah. The Abs St. Louis game. Yeah. just a couple of nights ago. I think we had 4 people died. I mean, maybe they were just injured. That's what it was.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah.
Close to death.
I mean, think on K2, to reach the summit, 1 out of 3 climbers die?
Yeah.
That's crazy. And by the way, here's how stupid I am about mountaineering and stuff. Do you know I just thought K2 was a brand?
They make great inline skates, let me tell you.
Yeah, right? Until you watch a documentary, you're like, I looked at my kid, I go, oh, that's a mountain?
I'll tell you another sport, too, that I've never really thought about before, but I can't even imagine the endurance that it takes to do NASCAR.
Oh, yeah, because they have to pee their pants.
Well, they just, I mean, they're stuck in there at 200 miles per hour, and they're doing it for, you know, 3, 4, 5 hours.
But they're just sitting on their ass.
Yeah. Well, it sounds that way.
I mean, they are. In a left-hand turn. Their whole life is sitting on their ass in a left-hand turn.
Give NASCAR some credit here. And they have a chance of dying.
Well, yeah, but barely.
I would say Formula One is over NASCAR. Because so intense.
I agree with that. But I mean, as an overall athlete, you guys, you have to see these shows. There's a couple of them. One is called 14 Peaks, Nothing's Impossible. It's on Netflix. And then Free Solo, that's also on Netflix. Now that guy, he's just dumb. He just climbs without ropes.
Yeah, free climbs, right?
Yeah. What's that one? The one like the Matterhorn or something?
I don't know. I have no idea.
I feel like that's a ride.
I don't think that was the one.
That's a bull.
It's a big one. It's called something.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run Finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
Hollywood News and Gossip. Without the Hollywood News and Gossip.
Jamie's Tabloid Trash on Alice 105.9.
I'm just so glad for all these documentaries on Netflix. Like, there's The Alpinist on Netflix, Free Solo, Nothing is Impossible, The 14 Peaks, because my kid is a climber, right? He does that, what's it called? Like, starts with a T. Anyway, trad climbing. So he does all that trad climbing crap and stuff. As a single mom, I participate by sitting on my ass with a vodka soda,
yeah,
watching these shows with him. That way I seem like I'm the world's best mom because I'm watching these movies.
Well, you're supporting.
Yeah. And yeah. I'm like, dude. He's like, do you think that someday you'd let me climb Everest? I'm like, yeah, you could totally do this. Eating my, Cheetos. Like, that's right, buddy. Mom's here for you.
Nothing like Cheetos and vodka.
Oh, my God. It's a woo! Great combo.
Drop a couple of Cheetos in your vodka.
Well, yeah. It turns a little orange. I'm not going to lie. All right. Anyway, Chris Tomer, speaking of climbers, he just posted something. We were talking about how costly, like, VRBO is and Airbnb with all their after fees now because of whatever reason, the inflation. He just posted, Chris Tomer did, because next weekend is Memorial Day weekend, right? Mm-hmm. A lot of people have campers here. This is a big camping place. There's a campsite that is available in Idaho Springs. It's just a camp spot. It's like dirt. And somebody's offering it up for $489 a night.
Holy cow. Is that pretty common right now that all these places are for rent? Like, it's almost like an Airbnb, only it's dirt.
It's dirt.
Just dirt.
Yeah, for $489 a night.
I actually know a couple people that will reserve spots.
And then resell them.
It is so hard to find a place, isn't it?
Yeah, it is.
Yeah.
It's crazy. I should make mine into a campground.
Yeah, why not?
Oh, you'd get a lot of people out there.
I'm just afraid somebody will stub their toe and sue me. You know, if this world wasn't so sue happy, everybody'd be a lot happier.
Either that or they'll just destroy your cabin.
Well, you got to have a good disclaimer.
Yeah, which is?
Yeah. Well, you just, hey, I'm not responsible. Sign this.
Yeah, that's good.
If anything goes wrong, I'm not responsible. You can't sue my butt.
Solid. I like it. Hey, how many people went to the Luke Combs concert? I know a lot of people did. And I guess that's kind of crazy how the weather just opened up and was great for them. I mean, we had this huge blizzard. Everything was a crap show. And then by the time that they were loading the audience and everything was pretty nice.
Yeah.
So it looked like a fun time. That, by the way, Luke Combs, that was his first stadium tour. He kicked it off here in Denver. Let's see here. What else did I want to tell you? What's going on with Will Smith? He talks to David Letterman finally? Is this before the hit, though? I think that he taped this before the hit.
Oh, no, it was afterwards because he talks about being in, was it Dubai or wherever he was with his friend that picked him up?
It was last week.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Okay, here is Will Smith talking with David Letterman, number four.
And then you end up in Peru drinking...
Ayahuasca.
Ayahuasca.
Yeah.
I've done nothing. I've never smoked weed. I've never done cocaine. I've never taken pills. I've never done anything.
Weren't you fearful of this?
Terrified.
And what is the duration of the dose?
Usually 8 hours.
Oh, my.
Yeah, so.
And there's no way you can break it. It just has to run its course.
Once you drink it, you're going to see yourself in a way you've never seen yourself.
How many times did you do it?
Over a two-year period, 14 journeys.
Huh? See, I feel like he taped this before.
He did.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say.
Yeah, because they don't talk about the slap
at all. Yeah, because, so this whole David Letterman, I thought it was going to be about after the slap.
Yeah.
But this is before, and I don't care.
Well, the weird part is how in the second clip that he has there, he says that he has a vision of him losing all of his money and his family and his all his fame and stuff.
Because,
and then it kind of came to fruition.
Because the thought is that Jada's leaving him.
Right, and he like kind of saw that in his like trips.
Okay, so here's him talking about another trip out he had.
One of the experiences was the individual most hellish psychological experience of my life. I drink, and it usually takes about 45 minutes to kick in. And I'm sitting there, and you always feel like, you know, maybe it won't kick in this time. So I'm drinking, I'm sitting there, and then all of a sudden it's like I start seeing all of my money flying away. And my house is flying away and my career is going away. And I'm like, and I'm trying to like grab for my money and my career. My whole life is getting destroyed.
So this is your fear.
This is my fear.
In real life.
And I'm in there, but yeah. I'm in there. Now I'm just wanting to vomit and all of that. And I hear Willow screaming, Daddy, help me, Daddy. How come you won't help me? And I'm like, I don't see you, baby. I don't see you. And the shaman is like, relax, relax, relax. And she tells me, sit up. She tells me, sit up. And then slowly I was like, I stopped caring about my money. I just want to get to Willow. I stopped caring about my house. I stopped caring about my career. And I'm totally calm, even though there's hell going on in my mind.
I think we've all had that feeling. Had a few drinks. I think everything's going to fade away at some point.
I love you, man.
Haven't we all been there?
This is weird. I mean, my kid went to Peru, but he didn't mention tripping out with a shaman. He was just like, Machu Picchu or something. And he ate a, what did he eat? A billy goat? No, he
guinea
ate
pig?
A guinea pig.
Billy goat.
I don't know. He ate a guinea pig. But this is weird to just on purpose trip out.
Yeah,
you drink this stuff and you hallucinate. It's like a shroom or something.
Yeah, I don't know what this thing is.
Well, the whole point is to be like introspective and like kind of look at your life from a different lens.
Thank you, Schmidl.
Yeah.
Doesn't all drugs do that?
No. You don't.
I feel like they do.
You don't do a huge line of cocaine and then start thinking about your life. You just start talking about crazy stuff. You're like, wherever you are, like, oh, let's open a bar together. You just start talking about random stuff. Or like, if you take ecstasy, you're just like, hey, I love everybody around me. Hey, let's all hug, blah, 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 blah. You don't like start thinking about your life. You only really start doing that stuff when you take like hallucinogens.
Okay, so here's what I've learned, because I've never touched cocaine in my life, never even thought of it. So what I think you should do is make a TikTok video of you on every kind of drug and show us what you take us through.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Because, take us through the process.
Because it sounds like on cocaine, you're grandiose and you got big plans for opening a bar.
Yeah. Yep.
Okay, and then it sounds like, what was the next
ecstasy.
One?
Ecstasy,
you just want to have sex.
Sort of, and you just like love everyone and you want to like, you know, be all lovey-dovey.
Okay, and heroin?
I've never done heroin, but...
Oh, yay, there's one, you guys. Yay! So proud of you.
I don't know. To me, just about anything that you take makes you think about your life, and you have certain thoughts here and there.
I'm the worst person to ask, because, look, I remember when I was supposed to get an injection in my neck, and they gave me one, whatever that thing was, and I was like...
Oh, like a Valium or something?
Yeah, and I said, just prescribe one. And he's like, I don't even know how to write for one. I'm like, well, just do it for the morning of the procedure. I'm not going to be a pill popper. And I will tell you, when my dad was on Oxycontin, I don't think he thought about his life or anything. He just thought, whoa, the beach is cool. I don't know. All right, let's see here. Courtney Love is saying that she supports Johnny Depp during this ongoing legal battle against his ex-wife. This is a weird story. Courtney Love said that she OD'd outside of the Viper Room in 1995 and that Johnny Depp ran up and started giving her CPR.
That is strange, isn't it?
Yeah, that is a crazy story.
And it appears that nobody's ever heard this story before.
No, And that he just went up and while they waited for 911. I was watching a video. There was a woman talking about her son or something. He had pediatric cancer. And Johnny Depp was like, it was an older woman. He wasn't trying to hit on her or anything. She was an older woman, kind of crying and stuff, as you would. And he was rubbing her back. And then he got up and got her tissues and all this. And you're like, do you know that you're a big superstar and you don't have to feel for other people because, you know, you can be a D?
Yeah.
Like a lot of celebrities, but he really had such empathy and compassion for this woman. It seems like that's who he kind of is. Like, he's kind of a pushover.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, I think that's why Amber could push him around.
Yeah.
Because I think he might be a good guy, except for some of those drugs.
I think he's got a lot of problems, too.
Yeah, there's a few drugs in there. Speaking of which, Britney Spears. We're worried about Britney Spears. She just posted this yesterday, and I'll just let you play it, and they can decide.
You two can play Twister too. So roll, roll, roll your boat gently down the stream. Listen to Chizzy My Gizzy with Jay Z. You can pop that booty with J Lo. Rowdy in there too, Bobby. You can always buy her candy too. There's Sweethearts, there's Kit Kats, there's Mars, there's Twix, there's Hershey's.
Hoop that is, hoop that is, hoop that is, hoop that is.
Shaka, 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 shaka. Do I have anything in my teeth? You guys need to go to Six Flags! Each ride is like boom, 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 bam! You guys are going to Six Flags, I'm going there too! Just cuddle the snow, butt ass naked.
I mean, she's right back to where she was when she was shaving her head.
Wow.
It just sounds so random.
So sad. I mean, it's... look, I'm not a therapist, but... Shmadil, what would you diagnose that as?
Yeah, what drug are we talking about here?
Yeah. I don't think she's on any drugs. That's just all Britney right there.
No, I feel like it's cocaine.
Yeah, I feel like...
Oh, you do?
She's going to open a restaurant in like a couple days.
I think she's drinking again.
Did she ever drink?
Yeah, at one time, yeah.
Oh, she did?
Yeah.
I didn't know that. All right. Well, I don't know what it is, but it's something. I feel like it's a chemical imbalance.
Yeah, she needs drugs. She doesn't...
Right.
You know, she's not doing them.
Woo! That's a lot to... That's sad. All right, anyway, there you go. Tablet trash.
BJ and Jamie.
It's word of mouth. There's some crazy people on word of mouth. So just send us your text, word of mouth.
All right, word of mouth and next door. You know, very popular. People post all the time. We like to take a couple here and there and read them. Sometimes they're funny. Sometimes they're just, you know, they're serious. Mine today, I'll start. Mine's a little sad. And it's got to do with the storm that we just had over the weekend.
Oh, a sad story.
Yeah, it is a bit sad. That's why I want to go first.
All right,
I don't want to end this feature on that note.
Oh, thanks for worrying about us.
But if you're going to do a sad story, Monday's a good day to do it. You know what I mean?
Let me guess. It's about some eggs that fell out of a tree.
You're very close.
Oh.
You're very close.
I saw a lot of that.
Deborah from Arvada.
I like to call her Deb.
Deb from Arvada. As a self-appointed chairperson of the hummingbird community,
oh no,
I'm quite concerned for our bird population due to the recent storm.
Oh no, this is sad.
As they try to recover, please keep these little creatures in your thoughts.
And prayers?
She didn't say prayers.
She did not say prayers?
But if you want to throw a prayer in there, I don't think that's a problem.
Deb, what the hell?
It's always thoughts and prayers.
Thoughts and prayers go together. Thoughts and prayers.
I didn't write this. I just pulled what Deborah had to say. She's very concerned about the hummingbirds.
Yeah, a lot of people had that going on all weekend. I know. And my girlfriend made us go and look at her eggs. And that was a thing.
What about the other creatures? Nobody's mentioned the squirrels.
No, nobody cares.
Nobody mentions any of that. What about them? They lost their nuts over the weekend. You get that one, Shmadil?
Yeah.
If they had them stored in a tree,
wow.
Then they lost their nuts over the weekend.
Uh-huh.
That's why you need to keep him as your friend. You know, you just always have to have a little buddy to laugh at your jokes. Like, everybody needs one, right?
Yeah. You got to admit, that was pretty good. Come on, that was good.
All right, I'll go next. It's snake season, friends. Everybody's on this forum is talking about how the snakes are going to come out from under the snow, and they're going to want to warm themselves up, blah, blah, blah. This guy commented, he said, yeah, I agree. We have a snake in our backyard. Looks like a rough green snake or a garden snake. I could be wrong, though. I was thinking of testing it by sticking my big toe out to see if it reacts to a bite. But I know my wife would smack me for doing it. We do have a bulldog that's slightly handicapped, and that's a rescue dog. So I would prefer if somebody could have it removed. It's a sweet dog, but not enough crayons to fill a box, if you know what I mean.
Wow.
Man, there's a lot going on here. Yeah, I can't even keep up with this one. Do we have a snake problem? We got a dog problem? What kind of problem we got here?
He just has a dumb dog that has, some hip issues.
He's got a whip on his dog on word of mouth.
But it is true, though. This is a good thing about, that snakes are going to be sunning themselves to get out from under the snow. And they also hide, behind your trash can, all those places. And they're saying, those swim noodles?
Mm-hmm.
That they love to get in that hole of the swim noodle.
Oh, they actually get in there?
Yeah.
Oh, well, that'd be scary.
I know.
I've never heard of that before.
The swim noodle
hole? No.
Yeah.
Swim noodle holes.
Swim noodle hole is a great place to keep a snake. Yep. And you can do whatever else you want to.
Do you hear what happened to the squirrels over the weekend?
No, but I know that Schmidl has a swim noodle and some oil.
Oh, my God.
Boy. I feel like I shouldn't laugh at that, but it was funny.
All right, I guess I'll go next. All right, Inglewood Jim. Free firewood. Just bring your chainsaw to my yard. We'll cut it up.
Oh, see, that is a good way to say it.
Yeah.
You know, you need that, BJ.
Well, I've got an electric chainsaw, thank you very much, that I'm going to whip out later on and cut it up myself.
That's right, friend. You heard it right. BJ, the manly man, has an electric one.
With an extension cord.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Gets it done, man.
Exactly.
It's word of mouth. There's some crazy people on word of mouth. So just send us your text word of mouth.
BJ and Jamie.
I think this trial is going to get good today. Watching part of the trial, Johnny Depp and Amber Heard here on the computer, and they're going to go at each other today because this is the final week, and so they've got to make their point this week if they're going to win or lose. And think about it, $100 million on the line.
Yeah, I don't think she has a counter. I think that one's like...
Yeah, it is.
But I also don't think he's going to win either.
Oh, it's going to be close.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't think that they can prove that she damaged his career. I think he was already doing it.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, I think you might be right. That's kind of bad. I'd kind of like to see a decision made, wouldn't you? I don't want to go through all these trials. And then all of a sudden you get a ruling that nothing.
I know.
That's a big downer.
That is a downer. I agree. I want some kind of closure, but I just don't think... but listen, I think that what he wanted out of the whole thing was to... get popular opinion back about all this. You know, I told you I was with one of my girlfriends and she's like, you know, I never knew that Amber also hit him and all this stuff. And boy, I'm glad I learned what I did because I hated him for a long time. And I was like, you did? I didn't even know anything about it. Like, and she said, no, he really turned my stomach about everything that I thought was the truth.
Yeah, because we got all those reports out of the UK when that trial was going on, and that was just bits and pieces. So therefore, we hadn't seen what we're seeing today.
Right.
And today, it's kind of convinced us that she's a monster herself, you know?
Yeah, and she's snide and snotty and bitchy on the stand. She doesn't appear, if you've ever been a victim of this or seen somebody or know somebody, they're so upset about what usually has happened to them that they're timid, they're ashamed, they don't want to talk about it. But she's like kind of snappy, bitchy girl, and kind of crass. I don't know, it just rubs me the wrong way.
Well...
And then the other thing is that I didn't know about. I'm learning lots about law, okay? One is, hold on, I wrote it down. My favorite term of all. Objection non-responsive. Which means, I guess, when somebody's taking it down another path, then they go, objection, non-responsive. And I was freaking out because I thought, well, they're not passed out. They're responding. What is that? So I learned that one. And the other thing I learned is that there's a time frame. And I thought you could just filibuster all you wanted and just go on and on and on. But I guess with this trial, there's a time frame. And they're saying that her team only has 4 hours left on the time clock and he has 8 hours.
Yeah. I had no idea that was a thing either. Yeah. I thought both sides could make whatever points they wanted to, and however long the trial takes, that's how long it is.
That's just how it goes. That's what I thought. So I'm learning lots about law today.
Yeah, I watch a lot of trials. I've never seen something like this where they literally have a time limit.
Me either, because didn't you think you could just filibuster all day long?
Well, yeah, you could. All you got to do is call in, you know, your witnesses.
You
ask them the questions, they get cross-examined, and you go through your entire list. I've seen trials where they go through 100 people or more.
Yeah, but I don't know what this
one
is.
And there was never a time limit. This is the last week we can play the hearsay song.
You're right.
This is it.
Okay.
If you remember in the trial a couple of weeks ago, I mean, what was it again? Objection, hearsay?
Yeah.
That became the thing. And not only that, Amber Heard's lawyer objected to one of his own questions.
Yeah, that was dumb.
And it made a song.
I used to be respected. People took me at my word. Then I became a lawyer representing Amber Heard.
Objection, hearsay.
Oh my God, I don't have a case.
Objection, hearsay.
Now I'm ashamed to show my face.
Well, I'm a famous movie star. Your life is always fine. I sit down at my penthouse drinking mega pints of wine.
Objection, hearsay.
I don't know why we ever wed.
Objection, hearsay.
Who the hell poops in someone's bed?
Oh my.
I object to everything. I may have an infection. Cause I say I object, the judge says
that was your own question.
Objection, hearsay. Court isn't supposed to be this hard.
Objection, hearsay.
How did I ever pass the bar? Well, just one final question, sir, and this one has been prepped. What is your name?
My name is Johnny Depp.
Objection, hearsay. How can you prove that that's your name?
Objection, hearsay.
Looks like we win and you are lame.
Objection, hearsay.
I think people are going to have a show hole after this.
I agree with you.
No, because everybody is watching this trial. You stream it all day long. I know my wife comes home every day and watches the trial on her phone. But yeah, it's the only thing that's out there right now.
So somebody's saying that criminal trials have no time limit. Civil do. So we're learning so much about law. Hey, speaking though of music and the objection hearsay, there's another song that's gone viral that's a total earworm. I don't know why this is. I saw it too in your TikTok video, Carson, but everybody's doing a little dance to this song. It's on number 8 if you want to play it.
All right, hang on a second.
And we have to come up with our own dance, BJ, because everybody's doing a dance to it. Yeah.
Number 8?
Yeah.
Here it is.
My money don't jiggle, jiggle. It folds. I like to see you wiggle, wiggle. For sure. Make me want to dribble, dribble. You know, riding in my Fiat. You really have to see it. 6'2" in a compact. No slack. But luckily the seats go back. I got a knack to relax in my mind. Sipping some red, red wine.
I'll make you a deal.
Yeah?
You do the jiggle, jiggle part and I'll do the dribble, dribble.
Okay.
I think that fits me.
No, I saw on TikTok how to do jiggle, jiggle. It's brilliant. You do is you take two balloons and you fill them up with water. You tie them together. You put them around your neck.
Oh, no.
And then you put a shirt over them,
and then
you run up to BJ. That's how you do the jiggle, jiggle.
Yeah,
so I'll do that part because I just learned how to do jiggle, jiggle on TikTok. Yeah.
Well,
you should see this girl. She literally put two huge balloons full of water, and she positioned them just right, and she put a T-shirt over them, and they're going balloon, balloon.
All right, I'll take the dribble, dribble.
Okay.
Jiggle, jiggle.
No, I got the jiggle, jiggle.
I said you can. Yeah, I'll take that though.
But you're doing dribble, dribble.
Yeah. Dribble, dribble.
I don't know what a TikTok video is to dribble, dribble.
It's easy. All I got to do is have a sandwich.
Yeah, that's true.
And then I'm dribble, dribble. Sauce, yeah, it's all over me.
BJ and Jamie.
Alice 105.9, the BJ and Jamie Morning Show. You know, off air, we're talking about vacations. And, you know, this week, a lot of people are thinking about the vacations because we have Memorial Day weekend coming up. It's the official start of summer. Water World opens up. I mean, it's a big weekend this weekend.
Well, not only that, but, you know, we're getting a lot of new stuff here in Colorado. I like the thing. Oh, I wish I had it pulled up. There's a thing that they just started, and it's downtown, and it's a roller skating rink. Have you seen it?
Outdoors?
And it has a bar.
Outdoors?
Yes.
Nice.
Oh, yeah. I haven't seen it.
Yeah, it has a bar and a roller skating rink, so that's our next girls' adventure. We're all going down there roller skating
cool.
under the influence, which seems really smart on our part. Because all of us still think we can roller skate like we did, you know, in seventh grade, which we cannot at all. But I think in my head, because I had amazing style. Let me show you my style.
Well.
Let me watch. I want to show you.
I've seen
it. Oh, yeah, let's see it. Yeah, right, let's see it.
So, I've seen your. I only go backwards because I'm super cool.
All right.
Okay, gotcha. I don't skate forward because that's for the losers.
Okay.
Okay. So you're going backwards, right?
Got it.
And then you do this cross thing with your back leg.
Oh, yeah. What was that little move?
Yeah, is it like this all the way around the corner? Go all the way around the corner like this, cross your back leg.
Right.
And then you go like this, and you lean back a little bit.
You're doing like the moonwalk on skates.
Yeah. And then I can do the thing where they hold the pole. I can do that and do the splits underneath it. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. What's that called? The
it's the limbo, right?
Limbo.
Yeah. Yeah.
I do limbo on skates like nobody's business. Wow. Wait, there's more. Sometimes if I date the guy, he'll give me his whistle.
Really?
Yeah. The old skate guy.
So the old skate guy who let you blow his whistle.
Yeah, he let me blow his whistle.
Okay.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Jamie,
I was only in seventh grade, but man, I blew that whistle.
Gotcha. Can I bring something up?
Sure.
I remember a time we went to Vail.
Yeah.
And we were all going to ice skate.
Well, ice skating's different.
Hold on. It's my turn. Is it not my turn to talk?
My legs were not
can
sharp.
Can I talk?
Yes. Right. Go ahead. It's all
Jamie
alive.
Was going to give us, what's it called? The pirouette or perp? What was that move called?
No, it was called the Hamel Camel.
The Hamel Camel. That's it, right there.
Hamel Camel.
Yeah, I got confused.
Yeah.
So here's Jamie White.
It was invented by Dorothy Hamel, and she went like, in a circle.
I saw Jamie's Hamel Camel.
You saw my Hamel Camel.
I saw your Hamel Camel that night.
Yeah.
I sure did. And boy, oh boy, was that camel everywhere. I mean, all over the ice. She busted it so hard. I thought you broke it.
Well, I didn't bust the ice.
You busted your butt.
No, I had a concussion.
She hit a wall.
The Hamel Camel became a cartoon moment, and I was going so fast, I got out of control.
They had a couple of cocktails.
Oh, my God.
And Jamie goes across the ice, and then all of a sudden, you know how every limb just starts flying in every direction? That was it, as the Hamel Camel unfolded right there in front of me.
Yard sale.
But in my defense, that particular, we were in Vail, I believe.
Yeah, we were.
They don't sharpen the skates. So therefore, I could not really cut into the ice. And Carson, as you know, without sharp skates, you're screwed.
And you don't want sharp skates on public ice because people will cut off fingers. It'll get messy.
She wanted sharp skates.
She just said that.
Are you not listening to me?
That's why they don't sharpen the skates.
Well, I don't give a rat's ass why they don't do it.
She can't do a Hamel Camel without
it. Exactly.
Didn't you wipe out like...
Oh, it was bad.
Three or four people, including the boss's wife?
His wife. Oh. We hit heads, like our heads did.
Oh, no.
And if you've ever hit two cranial brains together drunk, it hurts.
So bad.
And it's cold. And then so I just took her out. Like, I'm just that girl, like the big girl is like, I can skate. And I just took her out and swept her, meaning I took her feet out from under her.
Oh.
Yeah. And
yeah,
I guess her entire body was black and blue because of me.
It was like bowling pins out there.
Yeah.
People were flying around. It was pretty crazy. It was some night.
I came in like a wrecking ball.
All All right, now have you planned anything for the summer? Because we have a summer vacation coming up very soon.
Right, but let me go through a couple of the other cool
things.
So
sorry.
The roller skating thing is happening, and we'll figure out. Do you know where it is?
Yeah, so it's at a place called Skyline Park, which is in between 15th and 16th off of Arapahoe Street.
Yeah, it's where they do the ice rink during the wintertime.
It looks so fun, and they set up a bar.
Yeah.
And it's open every day of the week. It starts at 11 o'clock, and on Friday and Saturdays, it goes until 10.
I kind of can't wait for this.
Now, does it open this coming weekend?
I think it opened on Saturday.
Oh, okay.
Nice. Yes. Yeah, it says May 21st.
I feel like my skating things, I mean, I'm even twisting my hair.
Yeah, no.
On point. Because I used to have 3 pom-poms on each skate.
Okay.
And I had lights in my wheels.
And you're right. there's a difference between ice skating and rollerblades.
Yeah.
Or even skates.
The other thing is there's a water park, a brand new humongous water park that's opening up in Golden. And it's some corporation that's out of town or whatever. And they're building this gigantic new water park in Golden. And all I could think this weekend is like, nobody told corporate, right? Nobody told corporate about May, snowstorms. They're like, okay, we're going to spend all this money. And then I'm sure the corporate guy's like, what do you mean we can't start building because there's snow? What the hell are we doing here? Right? When does that one open?
Saturday, May 28th. So this Saturday. It's called The Splash.
And that's the one in Golden?
Yeah, The Splash at Fossil Trace. In Golden.
Okay, and then the other one that's coming to town is Buc-ee's.
Oh, yeah, Buc-ee's.
I didn't know anything about Buc-ee's.
I don't either. I just acted like I was cool. But
it's the coolest gas station you could ever go to.
It's humongous.
I know nothing about it. Tell me more.
So they have, like, food there that's actually supposed to be really good. They have barbecue. You can get, like, pulled pork there. You can get sandwiches. They have this giant wall that has, like, hundreds of flavors of beef jerky. And then they have, like, a million different gas pumps.
Yeah, they're huge in Texas.
Really big
in Texas.
So where's it located?
It was in the mountains. I think it's, what's the springs that like is on the way to Silverthorne?
Idaho?
Yeah. Cool. Idaho.
Buc-ee's is in Idaho Springs?
Yeah, because it's such a big gas station, and like that's obviously a really traveled thoroughfare, so it's a good location for it.
Because I feel like there's only that one big one in Idaho Springs, you know, when you're coming back this way, and it's always packed.
Mm-hmm.
Where are they going to put it?
I don't know.
Me either.
It just sounds like a Texas truck stop to me.
Well, yeah, it does sound like a Flying J or something like that. But everybody's excited about Buc-ee's.
Yeah, Buc-ee's
is
here.
It's in Johnstown.
Where's that?
Oh. It says it's near I-25 and County Road 48, wherever that is. But I know that it's on the way to the Silverthorne, to all the skiers.
We weren't even close for that. I was afraid.
it's not that far.
You know,
yes, it is.
It's this way and that way.
One's I-70, one's I-25.
It's that way and this way.
BJ and Jamie.
Alice 105.9, the BJ and Jamie Morning Show. We talked about this earlier this morning. Jamie is on the lookout for a home in Vail kind of camp out with a couple of days or so, and with other people too. But man, the prices up there are unbelievable. What was it? $30,000
a night.
Think about that for a minute, folks. $30,000 a night. Now, granted, it's a big home. It's a nice place. But $30,000 a night they wanted? Now, obviously, you didn't get it.
You crazy?
Mean,
oh, my God.
But I'm just saying.
Yeah, I'm that loaded.
No, I'm just saying. The price, though, I can't believe there's anywhere up there that's $30,000
a night. And here's my thought, and this is just my thought. But if you have enough money to spend $30,000 a night in Vail for a huge mansion, don't you have enough just to buy one?
Yes.
You know, go ahead. I mean, maybe you don't want that kind of, you know, but you have people. You have to have a staff by that point. I mean, I don't know. Don't you just buy one?
Yeah.
Because that's a waste of money, in my opinion. That's 60 grand plus, you know, all the cost of like whatever. So it's going to be $70,000 by the time of cleanup fees and all whatever.
Service charges on that?
And I can't even imagine, you know, I mean, you go in with, let's say, 5 or 6 people. It still comes out to, way too much money. So, I can't believe they go for that high.
So, here's what I did. I got pathetic, okay? Now, we have a lot of rich friends, BJ. You don't know this, but we do.
We do?
Well, we have a lot of people that know people, okay?
Okay.
For example, the guy, American Financing, he knows people.
Yes, he does.
Right?
Yeah.
And so I put him on, he probably won't even respond, but on my personal page, I went with like Skip Weller, right?
Mm-hmm.
He knows a lot of people,
mm-hmm.
right? The girl that owns Posh the Salon, she knows a lot of people.
Yeah.
And she does all the Avalanche people, you know. So there's people in this town that know people, mm-hmm. but I don't know any of the rich people.
I have a Peyton Manning football helmet. But I don't know him.
Right.
And he's got a lot of money.
Right. Okay. Exactly. But
that's kind of the connection we're looking for.
Exactly. So okay. I went with people that knew people because I don't know any rich people. So I went with people that know rich people.
Yeah.
And they're wealthy themselves. So I did a pathetic thing. Are you ready? I just tell me how low that I've gone on this, okay? Because even the cheapest rental that I can find to accommodate all of us and everything is $3,500 a night. And then it's $2,000 in costs.
That's ridiculous.
So it comes to $9,000 for two nights, which I feel like is a little pricey.
Yeah, it's
for
a little pricey.
Two nights and not getting
And you're
any.
Going up there for the games. There's,
right,
there's
the GoPro
some,
Mountain Games.
Yeah, the Mountain Games are up there. So your son, along with a couple of other people that are participating in it, so the families are going up there together, and all you really need is a place to stay for a couple of nights, and all's good.
Right, so here's what I wrote, and tell me if I'm trailer, okay?
Okay.
Just here's what I said. I'm not too proud to ask because it's for my kid, first of all, and his awesome mom, a.k.a. me. Anyone have a super rich friend with an amazing place to rent in Vail? I gave the dates. At least 4 to 5 bedrooms. Yes, I've already looked on Airbnb, VRBO, Turnkey, Lux, Red Awning, etc. There's a really nice place available for $25,000 a night, but I'm a little short on funds. And then I put hashtag, my kid is in the GoPro Mountain Games, hashtag, last weekend before Harvard, hashtag, 16th birthday party-ish, and hashtag, mom wants to be a baller.
Mm-hmm.
I like the hashtag, 16th birthday party-ish.
Well, because it's off of his birthday, yeah. So. And I didn't know if they were thinking, like, we're going to party.
Yeah, and the real problem here is that it's got to be Vail.
Yeah.
It can't. I mean, we can get offers, and I'm sure you have, in Winter Park or some of the other places that are up there in the mountains, but that's too far of a drive to get over to the games, so you're kind of stuck in that area, and that's where the prices are just over the top.
Yeah. So I was like, I don't even care if it sells trailer. I don't know any rich people here. I just don't. But I know people that know rich people. Yeah. And it, listen, if they have a nice place up there, it's not being used. Because I know for me, I love it when people use my cabin.
Yeah.
It makes me feel good. You know, and I'm like, you know how I push it on you guys. Mm-hmm. You haven't gone there. But I'm like, go fishing, go use the cabin, spend the weekend. Because it makes me feel better about my purchase.
Yeah.
It does give me so much guilt. But if you have a place worth like $20 million, do you really want these people to be in there?
You know, and the problem is the reason I haven't used your cabin is because it's out in the middle of nowhere. If it were next to a King Supers, I would use it.
Oh, okay.
All right, because, or a Walmart or something like that. But you're way out there with a big river and all that crap. I don't want that. I don't want to do that. I'd rather be in a park. I'd put your cabin in a parking lot where there's a Walmart and I'll visit.
And a river. So your perfect scenario is Walmart on a river, and then you can put up okay.
Boom. Boom. Now, do you think you're going to get somebody that's...
I'm getting
a few bites, aren't you?
Well, not bites. They're my friends because this is my personal
page. Let's call them bites.
But they're not like, I'm not like trickery. I'm not putting a worm on a hook and like hoping they're... I'm just saying, hey, if you know anybody that's not using... Because some people... I mean, don't you get joy out of people using something that you have? I don't
know. Nope. Nope. I don't get any joy whatsoever.
I really, truly get joy out of people using my cabin. I really do. I'm not kidding. You know how I am always like, you guys, you got to go. You got to go fishing, all that stuff. I'm like, it's just the environment at the river is amazing. But none of you take me up on it. And that's fine. That's weird. But whatever.
No, it's like my mother-in-law, her pool. She loves when people come over and use the pool. Even if she's only known them like a couple days. She's like, oh, yeah, come over just whenever you want.
My sister has a pool, too. She's the same way. Yeah. Like, you guys should come over the pool. But Carson never goes either to Elizabeth.
It's like probably once a summer, probably.
Whoa, that's so weird.
It's a nice pool, too, from what I've seen.
Yeah, it's got waterfalls. Yeah. I would be there every weekend if that was my mother-in-law.
It's 45 minutes away. I mean, it's a little...
Oh, my God.
And it is your mother-in-law.
Oh, there's that. I do forget about that factor. I forgot about that.
Come on, guys. Think about this for a minute. All right, think about it. Okay. She's got the best pool in Colorado, and he only goes once a summer. You don't think there's a problem here? Get the hell out of here.
True. Okay.
BJ and Jamie. Time for Hurdle's Clue of the Day. It's the Hurdle Clue of the Day. Time for Hurdle's Clue of the Day. Let's guess with BJ and Jamie today.
Well, this doesn't take long. Just a couple of minutes or so to try to identify this song. It's called Hurdle. Sweep in the country just like Wordle is. Well, I think it is. I'm not really sure if it is or not.
I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know either. We just play along with it.
Right.
All right, so today's song that we have to guess here, Shpadilla, is it the actual Hurdle?
It's the actual Hurdle, and I would say it rates at about like an 8 out of 10 on difficulty.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay. 8 out of 10 on difficulty.
Here we go. Okay. Clue number one. Elton John, your song.
No. Mm.
Mm. Oh, sorry, what?
Crap.
Okay.
Alicia Keys.
It is Alicia Keys.
Oh.
Whoa.
But I don't know what song it is. I know it's Alicia because I heard a lot of her songs.
Girls on Fire?
No.
Oh.
New York?
No.
Well, let's see here. Girls on Fire?
This girl is on fire.
So... It's Alicia Keys.
Okay. It is.
All right.
Let's see.
Okay.
Oh, come on.
That. I've
it's like
heard
one of her
that.
Most popular ones.
Girls on Fire.
Jamie, it's not Girls on Fire.
Okay.
Oh.
I've heard that so many times.
Mm-hmm.
I can't name it. Can't name
it. Do the next one.
Even though I don't know it, it's a beautiful song.
a hell of a pianist.
Dang it.
What is it, Shpadil?
It's Alicia Keys, If I Ain't Got You.
Hollywood News and Gossip. Without the Hollywood News and Gossip.
Jamie's Tabloid Trash on Alice 105.9.
And now with some corrections to today's show, Ishmael.
What?
And now with some corrections for today's show, Ishmael.
Oh, okay. So Johnstown's not actually on the way up to the mountains. It's a little bit north of like the Colorado Speedway up near Loveland.
Yeah, but it's not your fault they moved it.
Yeah. No. You're totally right about that.
About 6 months ago, it used to be down near Lyman.
Right.
And they moved it up to north. Yeah. And so that's not your fault, pal. Right.
And so where is Bucky's going to be?
It's going to be off of County Road 48 and I-25. Okay. Which is in Johnstown.
Yeah.
Okay, that's exhibit A.
Okay.
Now we have exhibit B.
The Splash Place, I don't remember exactly what it was called, but it's been open for about 15 years. The one that is actually opening in 2024, and it's called Glacier Beach.
And that's in Golden.
Yes.
Okay.
Not Johnstown.
But that's not your fault either.
No.
Any place named Splash, I would say we're going to say it's opening up and it's brand new.
Well, I mean, it was the first thing that popped up when I Googled new Golden Water Park.
It's not your fault.
It's Google's fault.
Yeah.
You're the one that put a new water park in Golden, and Splash came up saying that it's been around for 15 years.
It's the algorithm, man. It's, you know.
The algorithm?
Yeah. All right. So, again, it's called Glacier Beach. It's supposed to be some huge new water park, and it's opening in Golden in 2 years. I'm wondering if they're going to even want to break ground after this snowstorm. Mm. You know? They'll be like, what are we thinking? What are we doing? This is just dumb.
You know, I live about 10 minutes from Golden. I had no idea there was a Splash. It's been there 15 years.
Yeah,
I got to get out more. I've never heard of Splash.
I just know there's a lot of bronze statues all around town in Golden. Yeah. Seems like a nice place. I had a little meal there. Yeah.
It is a very cool place.
It's right next to my ex-almost father-in-law's in Genesee, so we'd go to Golden to eat. Yeah, there are lots of bronze over there.
They do.
But I did not know they had a Splash either.
Yep. Got a big old beer place, too.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, I heard about that place. Yeah. Yes, I did. All right. BJ is a girl.
What do you mean? What do you mean?
You have an innie for a wiener.
What are you talking about? What are you talking about? Did I identify something strange here? What?
Yes, you have been giving me play-by-play for Amber Heard and Johnny Depp all morning long.
Yeah, I'm into the trial.
That is kind of a chick move.
Here's the deal. I'm waiting on Johnny to take the stand because the absolute best part of this trial was when he was on the stand. It wasn't even that good with Amber up there because she's pain in the butt. But Johnny was cool. And so I'm waiting on him.
Laugh.
He did. He did. And he's just so cool, man. So I'm looking for him to do, because after this week, folks, it's over.
Yeah. I feel like you are going to have a huge show hole. Huge.
I am.
All right. So what?
It's all I got.
What's happened so far?
Well, right now they're in a recess.
Oh, my.
Yeah.
And you did say that she is dressed like Colonel Sanders?
Yes, she is. She's today. Got that, she's got that, what's it called? The tie?
The bolo?
Yeah, is that what it's called?
I don't know. It's like
the
a little
ruffles.
No, the she ruffles? Has a little black tie like like KFC.
Like she's, like you tie your shorts together or something. You know, the drawstring?
Uh-huh.
Kind of like that around her
neck.
She's got
a drawstring around her neck.
That's what it looks like. Yeah.
All right.
So Western bow tie is what Colonel Sanders wears. Just in case you were wondering.
Thank you.
Yeah. Thank you.
Do we think he's right? Because all day today he's been wrong about everything.
I don't know if it'd be
98% chance.
I don't know if it'd be the Western bow tie, considering Kentucky Fried Chicken's in Kentucky.
Oh yeah.
Okay.
Right.
So I'm not so sure he's right on that one.
Yeah, maybe you mean the Midwestern bow tie.
Yeah.
All right. So BJ and I are working on this thing. This song has gone viral. Of course, everybody knows, right? It's on TikTok, and there's a jiggle jiggle and a dribble dribble, and so we're working on a dance. And you can, by the way, submit your dances too to Facebook. We're going to find a little place to submit them. So we're really working on that. Now, here's what I've done for the jiggle jiggle. I have two huge water balloons. I've filled them up with water. I've tied them together. I've put them over my neck. Then I put a t-shirt on really tight. And then I run up to BJ.
And boy, does it jiggle, 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 jiggle.
And the cool part is, even after I stop, they don't.
No.
That's pretty cool.
And, I mean, it's pretty obvious. Those jiggle jiggles makes me dribble, dribble. So oh. I think the video is complete.
Oh, my God. This reminds me of a horrible story I'd like to tell now.
I don't know if I want to hear it.
I was at a concert with a bunch of people, right? And the guys, this is at Red Rocks, actually. We were all in couples. And I won't say any names, but all the guys had to pee. So we get off the party bus, and all the guys have to pee. And I'm going to change this poor bastard's name. But she yells out, oh, my God, in front of all his friends, in front of all the girls.
Yeah.
Tam, I have a Kleenex. You need to blot it. I don't like those dribbles in your underwear.
Oh, no.
Oh. We were like, oh, my God.
That poor dude.
Oh, my God. I will never forget it for as long as I live. And I was really young then, and we were just so humiliated for that Tim guy.
Yeah. Don't forget the blotted.
Blotted. Oh, I don't like the dribbles. I think she said yellow dribbles in your underwear.
Oh. Yeah. It's bad enough being named Timmy.
Yeah, right?
Timmy's got the dribbles.
See, that's why you don't wear whitey tighties. You wear colored underwear. So you don't get the yellow dribbles, you know?
Pro tips with Carson.
Yeah, right. There you go, BJ.
Yeah, thank you.
Take that one home with you.
I will.
You want some patterns. But anyway, here's the song that we're talking about. It's number 8.
My money don't jiggle, jiggle. It folds. I like to see you wiggle, wiggle. For sure. It makes me want to dribble, dribble. You know, riding in my Fiat. You really have to see it. 6'2" in a compact. No slack, but luckily the seats go back. I got a knack to relax in my mind. Sipping some red wine.
Oh, it's going to be a smash.
Isn't it?
Yeah.
Well, I mean, it already has been, but we have to just come up with a song. All right, I'm done. There you go. Tablet trash.
BJ and Jamie.
Alice 105.9. Oh, Jamie, I forgot to tell you. Carson's got a new gig.
He's got a new gig?
Yeah, new gig. He's starring in a brand new TV show.
American Gigolo?
Nope. You're close. It's called Honey, I Shrunk the Kids' Clothes.
Oh, I saw that.
It was so bad.
Why don't you know about Cold?
No, I don't know what happened. All I know is I was trying to do something nice and do our little girl's laundry, right? And I throw it in there just like I do with my clothes, whatever, turn it on, set it, and then put it in the dryer thinking everything's good. And literally I shrunk probably 80% of her clothes, and we have like 2 things that she actually fits into.
Because the thing is like all those clothes now. I mean, listen, my son was a little boy, so he didn't have all that, you know, frilly stuff. Didn't you not realize that they were delicate?
I guess it never dawned on me because I just did them the way I do my laundry.
Delicate and cold. No?
I know.
No, yeah, well, all right, well, maybe you guys will have another kid someday.
Yeah. You know, every time I've tried to do Frog's laundry, yeah. I screw it up.
You can't.
I can't do anything, right? Well, see, here's the thing.
If you just stick with cold, I'll tell you how I told my son,
yeah.
You little boys, okay? If you just stick with cold, nothing bad will happen.
I got you.
Okay?
I got
you. Does everybody understand that?
I got
cold.
You.
Just stick with cold, nothing bad happens, and then low on the dryer.
I'm going to write that on a sticky note for myself and put it right there on the washer.
Here's the thing that I do when I do the laundry, and I really just stick to my own stuff simply because my wife hates it. She hates it. She hates because I don't separate colors and whites.
Oh, God.
I just throw everything into
you
the...
Have, there's a joy of whites, okay? The joy of whites is OxiClean. So you have to put all the whites together and then sprinkle the OxiClean on top of your detergent.
Yeah.
Because when they come out whiter than white...
Oh, boy. Yeah.
I mean, whites are like... You're excited to do whites.
I'm kind of a dingy guy.
Well, I know.
Dingy's kind of my color.
But if you get some OxiClean, let me tell you, you'll get excited about whites. You will.
I mean, even the car I drive, it's dingy.
I know.
Dingy color.
I'm just saying. And then if you watch the TikTok videos on how to perfectly fold a towel and all that and a sheet, you'll make your pantry, I mean, not your pantry, your linen closet. I mean, you'll have people come over to look at your linen closet.
Oh, thank you for the tip.
Yeah, just the tip. I'm not kidding. OxiClean.
Yeah, OxiClean.
Seriously.
I don't have OxiClean. I really don't.
Well, I know. You just got to get some.
Yeah, I don't have any.
They have it at the King Supers.
They do?
Yeah.
That you go to every day.
Yeah. I don't know. All right, stay dingy, my friend.
I like dingy. I'm a dingy guy.
BJ and Jamie.
All right, there you go. That's it for a Monday. Oh, man, oh, man, oh, man. This week's going to be so super cool because big 3-day weekend coming up. I always love it. We can anticipate those.
Yeah, I know. What I mean, like, jeez. I'm going kayaking.
This weekend?
Yeah, I've learned how to flip over. You just use your hips.
Oh, get out of here. A little swiggle.
Let me show you.
Like this?
Let me show.
Okay, go ahead. Oh, man.
Yeah, I just flip back over my kayak. I look like a turtle that couldn't turn back over. Just one little... It's too bad turtles don't have hips.
Yeah. Until you learn the move. And then once you learn the move, you save your life.
Yeah, you really do.
You know
you
what
really
I mean?
Do. Yep. Yeah.
Where you guys going?
That place that you go.
The one with water?
Yep.
Oh, okay.
Yep.
The boat?
Going there.
Water in a boat?
Yep, but going to the water in the boat place.
We've had enough of this. All right.
What?
You guys have a great day today. Enjoy your Monday. We will see you back here tomorrow. Take care and bye-bye.
Love you, people. Mwah.
BJ and Jamie, weekday mornings on Alice.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.